Chapter 6, Energy, Section 1, Energy Changes, from Reading Essentials. What you'll learn. You'll learn what energy is. You'll learn about different forms of energy. You'll learn about kinetic energy and potential energy. Also, as you go through this first section, underline different kinds of energy as you read about them, then highlight an example of how that type of energy is used. I'm not going to have you do the foldable at all. Before you read, page 89. On the lines below, write what you think it means when someone says they have a lot of energy. Read to learn. Energy. Energy is a word you probably use every day. You might say eating a snack gives you energy. You might say a soccer player has a lot of energy. Did you know that a burning fire also has energy? A tank of gas and a bouncing ball have energy too. What is energy? The word energy comes from the ancient Greek word energos, which means active. You probably have used the word energy to mean active. Energy is the ability to cause change. Energy can change the temperature of a pot of water. Energy can change the speed and direction of a baseball. Energy in a thunderstorm makes lightning and thunder. You use energy when you change the speed of a bicycle by pedaling harder to go faster and by putting on the brakes. Energy also can change the arrangement of atoms and molecules and can cause chemical reactions to happen. Forms of energy. Energy comes in different forms and from many different places. Food has chemical energy. Your body changes food into the energy it needs to move, think, and grow. Nuclear power plants use energy in the nucleus of the atom to make electricity. What is an energy transformation? Page 90. An energy transformation happens when energy changes from one form to another. Energy transformations or changes happen all around you all the time. They even happen inside you. You have chemical energy stored in your muscles. When you push on a bicycle pedal, this chemical energy changes to the energy of motion. What happens to a car sitting in sunlight? The energy in sunlight changes to heat energy. The heat energy warms the inside of the car. Rub your hands together quickly. What happens? Your hands feel warm. The energy you use to move your hands changes to heat energy. When energy is transformed, the total amount of energy does not change. Energy cannot be lost or gained. Energy only changes form. How are energy transformations used? Early humans used the chemical energy in wood when they learned to build fires. They used the energy to cook and stay warm. Today, a gas stove changes the chemical energy in natural gas to heat energy. Heat energy from a gas stove is used to cook food. You use energy transformations in other ways, too. A hairdryer changes electrical energy into heat energy. A light bulb changes electrical energy into light and heat energy. The table shows some ways energy transformations are used. And there you have the chemical energy, the device being a stove. Energy from natural gas is changed to heat and light energy. You have electrical with the light bulb. Energy from electric current is changed to heat energy. And solar. A solar energy collector is the device, and energy from sunlight is changed into heat energy. Kinetic energy. Suppose you are bowling. You roll the bowling ball down the lane toward the bowling pins. The moving bowling ball has energy because it can cause change. When the moving bowling ball hits the bowling pins, it causes the bowling pins to fall. The energy an object has because of its motion is kinetic energy. A football thrown by a quarterback has kinetic energy. A leaf falling from a tree also has kinetic energy. In the left column, page 90, think it over. Explain, number one, how is sunlight an example of energy transformation? Picture this, number two, use a table. What kind of energy does natural gas turn into? And the reading check, number three, summarize. What is kinetic energy? Page 91. What affects kinetic energy? All moving objects have kinetic energy. Not all moving objects have the same amount of kinetic energy. The amount of kinetic energy an object has depends on the mass and the speed of the object. Mass. Suppose a small rock and a large boulder are rolling down a hill at the same speed. Which has more kinetic energy? What would happen if they hit something at the bottom of the hill? Would the boulder cause more damage or the rock? The boulder would cause more damage. The boulder has more kinetic energy because it has more mass. Speed. The kinetic energy of an object also depends on speed. Imagine two bowling balls that are the same size rolling down two bowling lanes. One ball is rolling much faster than the other. The bowling ball that is rolling faster knocks down more pins, even though both bowling balls hit the pins at the same place. When more pins are knocked down, a greater change has happened. The bowling ball that rolls faster has more kinetic energy. Kinetic energy increases as speed increases. How is kinetic energy transferred? When objects hit each other, kinetic energy can be moved or transferred from one object to the other. Think about the energy in a bowling ball when it hits the pins. The bowling ball does not have to touch all of the pins to knock them all down. The kinetic energy of the bowling ball is transferred to a few pins. Then these pins fall and bump into other pins. Kinetic energy of the ball transfers from pin to pin until all of the pins fall down. Look at the figure. A transfer of kinetic energy takes place when dominoes fall. Tapping only the first domino in the row makes it fall against the next domino. The kinetic energy from the first domino is transferred to the second domino. Kinetic energy is transferred from domino to domino until the last one falls. The kinetic energy, the last domino, is transferred to the table. Page 91, in the right column, think it over. Number 4. Two balls are rolling at the same speed. One ball has a mass of 5 kilograms. Another ball has a mass of 4 kilograms. Which ball has the greater kinetic energy? Picture this. Number 5. Explain. What happens to the kinetic energy when you tap the first domino in a row of dominoes? Potential energy. Look at the figure below. This is page 92. The ski lift takes a skier to the top of a hill. When the skier is standing at the top of the hill, she has no kinetic energy. But as she skis down the hill and moves faster, her kinetic energy increases. So where does the kinetic energy come from? Gravity pulls the skier down the hill. If she were standing at the bottom of the hill, gravity would not start her moving. When the skier is standing at the top of the hill, she has a form of energy called potential energy. Potential energy is energy that is stored in an object because of the object's position. As the ski lift takes the skier up the hill, her potential energy increases. Potential energy is stored inside the skier before gravity pulls her down the hill. Changing her position increased her potential energy. The skier's potential energy gradually changes into kinetic energy as she skis down the hill. And there in the figure, you see the starting at the very top, the potential energy as the skier is going to the top in the chairlift, the potential energy is increasing. Potential energy at the top is the greatest. And as the skier starts down the hill, potential energy transforms into kinetic energy. And as the skier reaches the bottom, the kinetic energy is the greatest, and her potential energy is going to be the least. So how can potential energy be increased? When you lift an object higher than it was, it has the potential to fall. If it does fall, it has kinetic energy. To lift an object, you have to transfer energy to the object. The ski lift uses energy when it takes the skier up a hill. It transfers some energy to the skier. This energy is stored as potential energy in the skier. The potential energy changes to kinetic energy when the skier goes down the hill. The skier's potential energy would increase if you took a ski lift that went higher. The higher an object is lifted above Earth, the greater its potential energy. In the left column, think it over, page 92, number 6. Explain. Why doesn't a skier standing at the top of the hill have any kinetic energy? Picture this, number 7, explain. At what point on the hill is the skier's potential energy the least? Page 93, converting potential and kinetic energy. Potential energy is transformed to kinetic energy when a skier skis down a hill. Kinetic energy can be transformed into potential energy. Suppose you throw a ball straight up into the air. Your muscles cause the ball to leave your hand and move up. The ball has kinetic energy because it is moving. Look at the figure below. As the ball gets higher, its potential energy increases. The ball slows down and its kinetic energy decreases. What happens when the ball reaches its highest point? It is hard to see, but the ball stops for an instant. The ball has no more kinetic energy when it stops. The kinetic energy it had when it left your hand has all changed into potential energy. Then the ball falls back down. As the ball falls, its potential energy changes back into kinetic energy. If you catch the ball at the same height that you threw it from, the ball's kinetic energy is the same as when it left your hand. And there in the figure, the captions, the first one starting on the left, as the ball leaves the person's hand, it is moving the fastest and has greatest kinetic energy. As the ball moves upward, it slows down as its kinetic energy is transformed into potential energy. And as the ball moves downward, it speeds up as its potential energy is transformed into kinetic energy. How does energy change in falling water? Have you ever stood close to a waterfall and listened to the roaring water? The water at the top of the waterfall has potential energy. The potential energy is transformed into kinetic energy as the water falls. The kinetic energy of falling water can be used to make or generate electricity. Dams are built on rivers. Water backs up behind a dam and forms a lake. The water near the top of the dam falls downward. Then, the water's kinetic energy spins generators that produce electricity. The water's potential energy behind the dam is transformed into kinetic energy and then into electrical energy. Picture this, right column, page 93, number 8. Interpret an illustration. Look at the figure. When does the kinetic energy of the ball increase? Circle your answer. Is it A, before it is thrown? B, right after it is thrown? C, when it reaches its highest point? D, as it is falling. And the reading check, number 9, determine. What kind of energy does the water at the top of the waterfall have? Page 94, conservation of energy. Keeping track of energy as it is transformed can be hard. Sometimes it seems like energy disappears or is lost, but that does not happen. In 1840, a scientist named James Joule showed that energy cannot be made or lost. The law of conservation of energy states that energy cannot be created or destroyed, but can only be transformed from one form to another. The total amount of energy in the universe never changes. Energy only changes form. Kinetic energy can be changed into heat energy. This happens when two objects rub against each other. Suppose you push a book across the table. It will slow down and stop. But its kinetic energy is not lost. The book's kinetic energy is changed to heat energy as the book rubs against the table. How can you keep track of energy changes? Look at the figure. It shows how energy flows when a soccer ball is kicked. The soccer player's leg muscles have chemical energy. Chemical energy changes into kinetic energy when the soccer player swings her leg. The kinetic energy is transferred to the ball when she kicks the ball. After the ball rolls for a while, it stops. It seems like the kinetic energy of the ball has disappeared, but it has not. The ball's kinetic energy changed to heat energy, and this happens when the ball rubbed against the grass as it rolled. And there in the captions, a moving soccer player has kinetic energy. Kinetic energy from the player's moving leg is transferred to the ball. When the ball rolls, its kinetic energy is transformed by friction into heat as the ball rubs against the grass. On page 94, the left column, think it over. Analyze, number 10. When a ball that is rolling across a field stops, energy is lost. Is this sentence true or false? Explain. Picture this. Draw conclusions. When is the kinetic energy of the soccer ball greatest? Right after the ball is kicked or as the ball rubs against the grass? Page 95, after you read, the mini-glossary. Energy, the ability to cause change. Kinetic energy, energy an object has because of its motion. The law of conservation of energy. Energy cannot be created or destroyed. It can only be transformed from one form to another. And potential energy is energy that is stored in an object because of the object's position. Number one, read the vocabulary terms and their definitions in the mini glossary. Explain how potential energy can change to kinetic energy. Number two, the figure below shows a marble on a ramp. In the boxes, describe the ways the potential energy and kinetic energy of the marble are changing. Number three, you are asked to underline different kinds of energy and then highlight an example of each. Did this strategy help you learn about the different forms of energy? Why or why not? That is the end of section 1 from chapter 6, Energy, called Energy Changes.